Hello, this is your host, Sandra Salovitz, and welcome to today's episode of Canada Taking on Tourism and Hospitality Industry, a podcast that is all about hospitality and tourism in demand in Canada, and how you as a job seeker can be part of this rewarding career. The topic for today is focusing on Indigenous tourism and job opportunities. And for this special occasion, we have an important guest, which I'm really happy to introduce, Talasay Tours, which is a company, a tour operator owned and operated by Candace and Larry Campo. They are active participants on the Indigenous tourism and education sector. Their goal is to capacitate, build the next generation in business, tourism, and education employment, while supporting culture, revitalization, land-based education, and reclamation. Hello, Candace. What a pleasure to have you here today.
Hi, Sandra. So nice to spend the afternoon with you, and always happy to chat and discuss tourism. Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
We know that Indigenous tourism is a niche market that travelers or people who are in the industry or are new in the industry, when they're thinking about the roots in Canada, when they're thinking about this beautiful landscape that Canada presents, all the resources, everything about the community, everything about the history, we're thinking about Indigenous tourism. And please, Candace, tell me about yourself, your background. How did you enter into the tourism operation sector?
For sure. I'm born and raised on the Sunshine Coast, and I'm a member of the Seashock tribe, and I'm married into the Squamish community, the Squamish Nation people. I also, as an Indigenous person of this area, our families, our ancestors have intermarried for thousands of years, so we actually belong to many tribes genetically and culturally. But I got into tourism through my love for the outdoors and being a Seashock child, youth, who had parents that really taught me from a really rich cultural and land appreciation perspective. My father always had us on the land. Our families were either hunting, gathering, and fishing. And it was natural to consider tourism as an option for our family business and as a career. But I wanted to share that you do not have to have that extensive background to be able to participate in tourism, but you can offer a special experience or a unique experience. You can offer something that is going to be of value to a visitor or to even another local from our community to share your interest, your passion, and your expertise.
Very good. I know that reading about your company, knowing a little bit more, exploring everything that you offer, you have great tours that you're talking about the nature, especially at Stanley Park, and you have a shaman. And tell me a little bit more about these experiences that you present and the tours that you present to the visitor.
For sure. Originally, when we started tourism, we started primarily as a kayak company, and we still do those programs and experiences, even though we don't promote it. It's our reputation that people will reach out to us and ask us to provide kayak and canoe tours. But what we are focusing on and what is going really well for us right now is the walking tours. And our primary business currently is cultural walking experiences in Stanley Park that focus on nature, history, art, and culture. So we offer a talking trees tour, which is how our people utilize the land for food, medicine, and technology, as well as our deep an intimate relationship to the land. We offer spoken treasures, the history of the land through Indigenous eyes, and that's more for the history enthusiast, And one of my favorites is our new program, Talking Totems, and it's the art and the culture of the Salish people and the Northwest Coast Indigenous peoples. And that tour is in Stanley Park at the Totem Pole Park in our village, Papayak. And then we're now collaborating with the Bill Reid Gallery, and we're offering art programs there. And we're excited because in April we are going to host the TED Talks conference, the speakers and the attendees who are coming to Vancouver in April for TED Talks. And I believe this is our fourth year hosting TED Talks conference.
Beautiful. That is special walking tours and just to go into part of the community, but also the art and the culture in a different way. That usually we have city tours, and the city tours are really very traditional. I found that usually the traveler are looking for more specific experiences related with the country. And going to that area is great. Now, we know that Canada presents a lot of resources. Essentially, the traveler is looking for authentic experiences. That's the way that I call the Indigenous tourism. At the same time, the community support the nature and support everything that is presented in those kind of activities that we look in authentic experiences. But we have an audience. We have job seekers. They are graduating students in tourism and hospitality and event management and even in other fields. And then also we have job seekers who have experience from before, from previous work positions, previous experience overseas. But they come in here to Canada, they say, wow, I'm listening to this special niche market and how I can enter into the market, into this authentic activity, Indigenous experience and work in those fields that they already have from the previous studies or experience or working experience.
For sure. I know there's like a lot of need in the sector for staff to support businesses. So I feel like there are many opportunities for people to step into tourism. And if you were like coming to this area to work and the area was new to you, I really find being a community participant to really kind of familiarize yourself with the activities, the events, the festivals, and like support a festival event to familiarize and get to know the community and the players, and tourism is going to support that student. And you cannot go wrong when you're familiarizing yourself with nature. And genuinely, I would say that a lot of people that are coming to Canada and coming to British Columbia, Vancouver, is for art and culture, but predominantly nature and wellness. So if you started to learn more about the wellness practice and even things like forest bathing and nature walks, that's going to really strengthen your ability to step into tourism, because I think we're getting the visitorship. We're getting millions of people that even fly into Vancouver every year. I know pre-COVID there were 11 million visitors to Vancouver, and they need activities, and they need what I would refer to as special things that they can do to really help them enjoy the city and the land. And therefore, nature tours, wellness activities is something that is going to support you to participate in tourism. And even being a cultural interlocker, and I feel if you can speak another language, that would be wonderful too. And most people who come here from other countries are bilingual, and I think that is something to celebrate.
Is any other requirement that you think is in consideration when we're talking about Aboriginal indigenous tourism job opportunities, or it could be like they are more towards to the indigenous community just to apply for those positions? There is any advantage just to have that background to apply for the positions, or could be for anyone who had the experience in tourism, in wellness or in adventures?
Yeah, I think if you have experience in tourism and you've successfully worked in tourism, that is a win-win for everybody, because whether you're Indigenous small business or a small business in tourism, mostly what we need is we need consistency. We need people that are going to consistently show up and meet their schedules. And as an Indigenous tour company, we've also worked with many staff on our team who are non-Indigenous. And often they are people who are able to work on weekends, and they just, you may be support in an administrative or a management position. Also guides. If I would not like dissuade someone from applying, even if they don't have all of their certifications, but you can volunteer for a company and learn the process and be more strategic on what certifications you are going to pursue. If you love the outdoors and you wanted to be a paddler, a kayak paddler, or a stand-up paddleboard guide, if you're given the chance to be in a business that offers those experiences, and then you can really hone in and focus on what you want to acquire for a certification, so that you can actively participate within that sector.
There is any newsletter or any resources that the job seekers or the students can rely just to get that information from the Indigenous tourism industry? That I believe that is important, because one of the things that when we are in any field, we need always to be updated with information, with the technology, with the kind of activities that we can do into that industry. So that's why I'm thinking, what could be the best resource just to go into the information about Indigenous tourism in Canada or in British Columbia?
For sure. I know there's two primary Indigenous organizations. One is Indigenous Tourism Association of Canada, which is a national organization, and it oversees the marketing and tourism development of the 10 provinces as well as the territories. And then here in British Columbia, we have Indigenous Tourism British Columbia, BC, and both of them have very broad websites, which will give you direct contact information to a tourism company. So if you're in an area, you could potentially reach out to that tourism company to see if they're needing any employees or any staffing for the, what it, we would refer to as the peak season, or as you head into spring, summer, and fall. Those are the really busy periods for tourism here in British Columbia. And I think you kind of also highlighted a need that even as an Indigenous tour operator that is a part of these destination marketing organizations and organizations that are also tasked with developing Indigenous tourism, I believe we would benefit greatly if we had more communication in the hiring and job tools and even job sharing. Like, I think small companies may not immediately be able to bring on a person full time, but if we were in communication with each other, we could possibly share staff.
Good to know.
And I apologize if I forgot the name of the group, but because of the Latin Vancouver business community, we do have who we feel is one of our best managers ever from that program, and it was a job, a training program in tourism, and now we have Karen working with us full time. We love her. We never want to lose her.
I'm really glad to hear about the manager that you hired from the program that let Vancouver offer an education in both industries. And the practicum is really important sometimes. We're thinking that volunteering or internshiping is not sometimes the option. But I think it's a really nice way to get into a company. And as happened to your manager, you got the job after that, just presenting the skills and the attitude, which is important in for any position. You were talking about the peak season. When is the peak season for when you, we know that in Canada, we have it summertime, springtime, but the winter sometimes is difficult. The fall is beautiful because of the colors. Are you still offering those tours in winter? And if not, what kind of tours are you offering with the Indigenous experiences?
You know, we are still offering those tour programs in winter. And because of the climate, not that I would say that it's warm, but we do not get as much snow here in the Vancouver region. It's a temperate rainforest. So we still offered walking programs and we stayed relatively busy. And we have also diversified. I am an anthropologist and a school teacher. And as a result, because of the curriculum needs here in British Columbia, our tour company works within the educational sector. So we also do land-based education and community-based education for public schools, private schools, and international schools. And one thing that picks up here in Vancouver in the winter period is corporate travel, corporate events. And we've been very fortunate to participate as a tour provider within the corporate events. And sometimes I'm not eloquent, but that's what keeps us afloat as a business. That's what allows a small business such as myself maintain full-time employees is the corporate business within the winter period. Because when a young person comes and works for your company, it's really hard for them to work seasonally when rent does not go away in the winter period. They have to pay the same rent in December and January as they do in July and August.
For sure. Yes, we know that it's a high demand in July, August. But it's really nice to discover the through this. I don't know if it's walking tours or special tours, but the educational part that you were mentioned. Can you tell me a little bit more? How was the initiative to start presenting the Indigenous tourism in the schools or in the educational sector?
Yeah, being a school teacher and kind of like paying attention to needs. Like we know that a few years ago, the curriculum within British Columbia shifted and it became mandatory and required for classrooms to teach Indigenous ways of knowing, and even more so in specific grades. We started throwing out social media messaging and we were doing schools for a few years, and we just made that a part of our business plan that we will accommodate even at a reduced student rate, but the volume still supports the functionality and the viability of our business. So it's kind of paying attention to what's going to come up next, because we know in 2025 we're going to have the World Cup soccer games here. And we got to start paying attention to those trends and to see where we could step in. And I know that our small business has accommodated the cruising sector. And I'll be honest, we've always taken clients from the cruise ships. But this is the first time I came across information that literally showed the schedule of this cruise ship. So reviewing that schedule, we know that when the ships are landing within this area within peak season, 6 to 7 days a week, that those are the days we know we have to be operating. And that's just a simple consideration. But now that we're more familiar with that it wouldn't hurt as a small company to reach out to the cruise ship and just send them our schedule.
Yes, well, this is great news because you were mentioned about cruising, you were mentioned about sports, you were mentioned about education, and you were mentioned about walking tours. It's really a wide way to present the experiences, the authenticity, getting the really different fields that you get for the company. But at the same time, that me, if I'm thinking, I love to apply into this special activity, this special industry sector. We have a really differences markets that we can apply, and the skills that you mentioned about to be probably more attracted by the wellness, by the adventure, by the nature. Is essential as one of the skills for the positions that the industry present. So it's really interesting way to present to cooperate in some way with information that we need for the job seekers. The important in Canada is we know that the numbers of visitors are growing and growing, and that means that hotels, restaurants, tour operators, agencies will need more people to work in that industry. And for that, we need to prepare the ourselves, not only in the looking for the job, also prepare with the right education. And education about the indigenous tourism and the experiences that we get from the community, the art that you present that we can see all over Vancouver, all over British Columbia, all over Canada, because we can see from the east to the west, which are also you have diversity in that culture, which is also very interesting to learn. I'm really fascinated into this industry and presenting you and Talasay Tours today to the community and to the audience that we have here. It's a really pleasure to present you, your company, your services, and thank you so much. Thank you. It was really nice to talk to you. But before that, I like that please send to the audience that we are here, if you want to send a message, what is the best, just how they can feel more confident and in order to get into the community and work in the position they look in that industry.
You know, if we come from different places and therefore, you know, we have something to offer because, you know, if you come from a different country and you've, like, I always find people who have come here to live or work, they're very special people. Like, it's really courageous to pack up and leave your home. And I already think you're coming with strengths already. It's like arrive there knowing that you have something to learn, but you also have something to offer because you cannot minimize your own life experience. You draw from your life experience as a source of strength because it has brought you to where you are today. And if you are working in an entirely new environment, one of the things that you can do, and I did it as a teacher training, is you ask the person you're working for how you can improve. Or is there anything you could do differently or anything you could approach differently to allow you to support that business better? So just being open-minded to learning, but you do have to believe in, you have to believe in yourself. And yet we all have bad days. Even running this business, which I would consider successful, sometimes I feel I'm over my head. It's growing so fast, but ask for help.
Thank you. Great message. Thank you. And I'll see you very soon. All the best. Thank you.